Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Well, happy Monday and welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, it was for freedom that Jesus set you free. And I hope that because you're in Jesus Christ, you do sense that freedom in your life. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And that wonderful, those couple of verses, three verses in Philippians goes on to say, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. And then the next one, verse 8 of Philippians 4 says, so think on these things, whatsoever is pure and holy, whatsoever is honest and true, whatsoever is, is honest and true, and in good report, and a good report, think on these things. Those are the things you're to think about. I know this world is going crazy, and there's so many things that are happening, and probably some things in your own home that were unexpected, but think on the things of God, pure and holy, righteous and good, and wonderful and true, honest and of a good report. Those are the things we think about. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And thank you for giving online for at freedomstreet.org. And you just hit that little donate button and you can give online. I know that some of you, it's really important that you give in good ground to the Lord's ministries, and you are choosing the ministries that bless you and teach you and give you wonderful understanding of God's word. And some of you don't want gifts anymore. And you know what? I believe that it's a good thing. So many people, if you send so much, you'll get this. If you'll send this amount of dollars, you'll get this. And some of your houses are just packed full of gifts that you've gotten. Well, I'm the same way. When I give to American Center for Law and Justice, or I give to Samaritan's Purse, I don't need anything in return, because I know God is going to return to me what has been given in his name. So I know that some of you, you don't care for a gift, just a thank you. And that's why every month I send those receipts to you. And if you keep them for the year, then you will have 12 receipts as you give every month. And then you will be able to file on your income tax that you've given to a 501c3, which Call to Freedom is a 501c3 nonprofit. So thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate that giving. Friday, I had my Highlander serviced at Stapp Interstate Toyota. And Art, my cousin and the owner of the dealership, came by and sat down, and we had a great time of talking about cars, of course, about cars. I told him that my daughter Dana had 250,000 miles on her Toyota, and he said, let me tell you, a man came in to trade in his old pickup, and his old pickup looked like an old pickup. He had 500,000 miles on that pickup. And I said, well, that's what it is. And he said, you come in, Barbara, on a regular basis for that 5,000-mile service and maintenance charge. And so I do every 5,000 miles since Darren's been gone. And I asked him about the electric cars. And he told me, I didn't know this, I had to Google it. He told me there was a huge service station with 116 gas pumps going in on the outskirts of Johnstown, right off I-25. If you're up north near Fort Collins or north of Windsor, you'll see it. And 116 gas pumps. I was amazed. The largest gas station and convenience store in the world, and it's called Bucky's. And officially broke ground on the project in Johnstown last week. It'll be a 74,000 square foot convenience store and 116 gas pumps built into the project design. Well, the president, his name, that's why they call it Bucky probably, Beaver Applin from Texas, told CBS4 this store, it will be the largest ever. And the location set at the southwest corner of Highway 60 and I-25 promises to change the landscape of Johnstown's presence along I-25. What Art is saying, in essence, is that the electric car is just so much hype. He said the media has a lot to do with it, and just a very small minority are buying electric cars. I know you see them more and more, but a small minority are buying electric cars. Folks, gas-powered vehicles are here to stay for a long time. I just want to tell you that. I don't want you to be thinking, oh, no, I've got to get used to all new contraption. No, no. And you can, if you've got a good car and you keep up the maintenance on it, you can keep that car for years. I know Art was telling me that more and more people are keeping their cars for over 10 years. And so I'm not the only one. I'm not the old bird. I'm only old bird on the block that keeps their cars. So I just want to give you some reassurance and comfort in that fact, because we're just getting inundated by electric this and electric that. I got an email from Kimberly, and I'm getting all kinds of photos from her. She had one photo of streams coming down a cliff from the En-Gedi. Oh, just gorgeous, and flowers all along that stream. Well, she said the rain is moving in, soaking the land here by the Sea of Galilee. She and the group are staying at a kibbutz on the Sea of Galilee. The whole land has been refreshed, north to south, east to west, with unusual, miraculous rains. And on the sunny days, the flowers show off their brilliant little faces everywhere. That's one thing about Kimberly. If you go walking with her, you're not just walking. She stops at every little flower along the path. She identifies with them. She picks them and sniffs them and sees if they have a fragrance. She is very much about searching out and seeking the whole environment. She's just not going for a walk. Mm-mm. She is looking out and scoping everything. So she's just looking everywhere, she says. On every hill, in every valley, even on the rocks and cliffs, every day we hear people exclaim, "We've never seen this before. All the beautiful flowers." One of the prominent lessons I'm learning is another layer of acceptance with joy that Hannah Hernard speaks of in Hind's Feet on High Places. Accepting the bitter leads to the sweet being sweet. I was offered a cup of coffee. This is so cute. I was offered a cup of coffee by a family who welcomed us. She's never had a cup of coffee. Not when she was growing up in my family. So, John was not much of a coffee drinker. He loved that Postum. Do you remember Postum? So he would drink Postum, but he was not big on coffee. And then I married Darren Carmack, who drank cups and cups of coffee every day. So Kimberly goes on to say, compelled to welcome their generosity and kindness to 45 strangers, I gratefully accepted. It was my first cup of coffee ever, and I experienced it in Israel. And she has a smiley face. It was Levi's first as well. And we found out another adult partook of for his first time, too. And then she gives Proverbs 27, verse 7, for the hungry, even the bitter tastes sweet. Well, for those of us who are coffee drinkers, we don't consider it bitter, but I understand from somebody who's never had coffee. Kimberly goes on to say, I'm remaining spiritually hungry. The exhaustion, the bitter herbs, drinks and dishes, the bitter waters, and very loud teenagers on the bus, the restless sleep and achy muscles, all of it is so very sweet. And she said one afternoon she had to just come in and just sleep, because she said they're walking from 4 to 7 miles every day. And she's just not used to it. And here she is, 55. And she asked me to go with her. I don't think so. I'm going to wait till Jesus comes and then we'll all be perfect in body and in spirit. She says, I'm fairly certain that if we satiate ourselves with the sweet things in life, too much honey, as another proverb tells us, the sweet becomes loathsome. It truly does. If you eat too much honey, it does. It becomes almost a bitter thing. How wonderful to learn to accept it all, allow it all, with joyful expectation. Another revelation, for me at least, is the rocks, even boulders that the Israelites leave in their fields. Every orchard, every piece of cultivated land is rocky ground. It does make it harder to dig and plant, but they believe the rocks replenish the soil and prevent erosion. The land is mostly hills and mountains, very little flat surfaces for farming. They need the rocks like we need the rock, capital R-O-C-K. Isn't it interesting that Israel has become a land of crop production and so many trees with all that rocky ground? That's God, folks. Kimberly says, after exposing us to harsh wilderness that makes up the majority of this land, seeing the rubble and trash from a country that's been war-torn for many generations, our guide asked us to ponder a question. What is so promising about the promised land? That's really interesting, isn't it? Bringing us into a land that we cannot, in our own strength, manage, cannot water, cannot fertilize, cannot build, cannot dig, cannot plant, cannot survive without the help of our Father, the Creator of the universe, the King of eternity. We are in a place that constantly reminds us of our natural human weakness. Isn't that good? It really is, friend. We've got to rely on God, be totally dependent on Him every moment of the day. Just like this morning, I was going to be calling the boiler inspector because we've just been playing phone tag, and I know you understand how that goes sometimes. And I was going to go and get his number and call him because it's been 3 weeks now. And all of a sudden, the phone rang, and it was him. I didn't have to go get the number or anything. It was him. So I was relying on God to give me some kind of awareness of Chris coming and looking at the boiler, and he okayed the boiler. It's fine, and everything's good. Kimberly says, we were not made to lean on our own understanding or our own strength. That's so good. Although we've been given a measure of earthly wisdom and strength that can take us far into this life, it does not satisfy. It brings no fulfillment to the hunger we possess. Along with her email and her photos, she emailed a link to a singer that I'd never heard of, Jaden Lavick, and he sings I Need Thee Every Hour. Here he is. I need
yes, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Yes, I
that sometimes we think that we can do okay by ourselves, but we just can't. We just can't at all. And I know that Peter finally came to that truth after he had denied Jesus. As you read through the book of Acts and you see his strong boldness, and in 1st and 2nd Peter, you see what he's warning us about in these last days. Those are people that finally realized their dependence on Jesus Christ. They could, you know, their life was a mess without Jesus. Absolutely. I was looking at my life this last weekend. March has been kind of an overload for me because so many memories about the month of March, and thinking, oh, Father, my life was a mess until you brought my husband John into my life and then Darren into my life. Oh, and they disciplined me and corrected me so that I could go on with my life in you. In you, Christ Jesus. That's why we say, in him we live and move and have our being. And I'm so glad so many of you are catching on to that. You put that on your donation every month. In him I live and move and have my being. Praise God for that. Our memory verse for this week is John 14, verse 13. Here are the verses of scripture that we're getting into the very last day that Jesus was on this earth before he was crucified. Oh, and I know some of you have say, oh, I listen, I watch the Passion of the Christ almost every resurrection. I can't. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not able to do that. It's once is just plenty for me, especially the 39 stripes. But here's John 14, verse 13, and this is what Jesus said. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, what a blessing that you know that when you pray, you're the glory and the lifter of my head, O Lord. That's what David prayed in Psalm 3. I cried to you, Lord, and you heard me. You heard me, O Lord. And that's what Jesus is saying. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. I hear you. I hear you. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And as we grow deeper in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus and become identified with him, then we know more and more God's will for our life. We're not just floundering around there saying, is this your will? Is this your will? And just kind of going like bouncing ball, ping pong balls against a wall. I hope this is your will, Lord. I hope this is your will. No, we finally relax and chill and rest in the fact that we're growing in him and we know his will more and more and more. So here in the Living, John 14, verse 13 and 14 says, you can ask for anything in my name. That's God's will, in Jesus' name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, always in his name, and I will do it. Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord forever and ever. Confession for today by Rick Renner. I boldly declare that I am faithful to pray for the people I love. Yes. Just as others have prayed for me, I take time to pray for those whom God places on my heart. And every day, your picture, some of your pictures of your faces are right there in my mind, right there in my memory, right there for me to pray for you. I do. I pray for you by name. Even mentioning them by name to the Lord, Rick goes on, my prayers are powerful and effective for them, causing heaven to be constantly confronted by the situations and needs they are facing right now. Oh, and I make a difference in their lives by taking time to pray. I know that even I see your face, Geraldine. I don't know if you're listening to me from Nebraska, but I see you every day to pray for you, my dear sister in the Lord. And I know you have many physical issues, but God is taking care of them one by one as you lean on Him and depend on Him. Oh, it's so wonderful. Some of you have lost your loved one, your wife, your husband. I know the grief that is involved there, but God's going to fill that up with His love and His comfort. I guarantee that because He's done that for me. Thank you so much, Rick Renner. And I also agree that you can be a missionary for your family. Some of you think, oh, I don't do very much for God. I don't go out there on the corners of the cities and tell them about Jesus or in places where I testify. But some of you have been assigned to your family. You have. You have been that rock, that one who gives the truth of God in your family. Maybe no other members of your family know the Lord, and you do. And I pray for you that you will have that strength to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might as you witness to your family. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Do you know that people have prayed for you? You may be where you are in life because people have prayed that your life will be blessed. And I know I have received those prayers from people in my life. And when you look at family and friends who are far away from God, you realize how blessed your life has been. On Friday's program, Darren gave one of the scriptures that give him confidence that God is giving him everything to make a dream come true. And I don't know if you listened to Friday's broadcast, but thank you, Matt, for honoring Darren on Friday's broadcast. That was wonderful. I appreciate it so much. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1 through 5 in the Message says, don't imagine us leaders to be something we aren't. With so many people, oh, you got to go hear him. You got to go hear him. Oh, he's the greatest man. No, we are all brothers and sisters working for the same goal, to lift up Jesus, not us, Jesus. And this verse of scripture in 1 Corinthians 4 goes on to say, we are servants of Christ, not his masters. We don't tell God what to do. No, we don't. We are guides into God's most sublime secrets by Holy Spirit, who teaches us all things and guides us into all truth. One thing Darren Carmack did, he always gave God the credit for everything that happened in his life. He gave God and Holy Spirit the credit and the honor they deserve. The requirements, this is verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 4, the requirements for a good guide are reliability and accurate knowledge. It matters very little to me what you think of me, even less where I rank in popular opinion. I don't even rank myself, as Paul says. Comparisons in these matters are pointless. That's right. I'm not aware of anything that would disqualify me from being a good guide for you, but that doesn't mean much. The master makes that judgment. So don't get ahead of the master and jump to conclusions with your judgments before all the evidence is in. Don't be presumptuous in any of your decisions, friends. It gets you in a real mess. When he comes, he will bring out in the open and place in evidence all kinds of things we never even dreamed of, inner motives and purposes and prayers. Only there, then, will any one of us get to hear the well done, thou good and faithful servant of God. So we are stewards of God's mysteries, folks. We are. We are the people that hide those truths. And when God says, okay, you can talk about it, then we talk about it. We don't just presume everybody needs to hear what we know and all that we know. No, we don't do it that way. Our humility keeps us humble. And the humility in knowing that Jesus is our master and our guide in everything we do. As I said last week, I have quite a few friends who have their birthdays in March, as well as myself. I have a cousin who has his birthday 2 days after mine, so every year I hear from Bob. Birthdays, like mile markers, disclose the distance traveled, but not the distance remaining in our lives' journeys. Psalm 90, verse 10, Moses says, Lord God, you've limited our lifespan to a mere 70 years. Yet some of you give toils and then some of you give grace to live long, still long lives to 80. Well, now we know that the age span has gone on to even the 90s and 100. As I said, like Hal Lindsey, he is now 94 and he's still preaching the gospel. So God has given a longer life to some of those wonderful prophets and teachers. I believe because the days are short now because Jesus is coming soon. But even the best of years have within them tears and toils and then a life gone so quickly and given back to the ground. That's what Psalm 90 says, a life gone quickly and then back to the ground, dust to dust. I know some, oh, Barbara, why are you talking about this? Because in real life, in reality, in an authentic life that we live, we know that that is coming. And if I have one regret, I regret that when John was suffering from this disease called cancer, I would have sat down with him one day, one afternoon, and said, John, what would you like me to do if God calls you home? Don't be reticent. Don't be hesitant about talking to people about their final days on life, because God does have final days for all of us. You know, we're just going to live and then fulfill our life here on earth, and we're going to die. So some of you may not like to think of your life as one that will end in death. For believers, we have great cause to celebrate. And that verse caused me to pause and think about my life and my God. Though we don't know for sure when Moses wrote Psalm 90, the book of Numbers tells us about his life. Boy, all the ups and downs, and he was a murderer, and all his struggles with a rebellious people for 40 years. Oh my goodness. Moses said in Psalm 90, verse 1, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. He knew God as provider, refuge, protector, and a dwelling place. He knew that living outside of God's presence meant trouble. And Jesus built on Moses' statement when he said in John 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Oh, and I end with that. I'm going to continue tomorrow a little bit with that. God bless you and keep you. I want you to be a person full of joy and just exude joy all over your world. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.